Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Leoa. A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tonga Valoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Nah, still not feeling better.
Nope.
Nah, still not feeling better. And it's on TV. Hey, it's on TV nonstop.
Can I just say this? What the U.S. Open has done to force us to watch garbage stations to watch the U.S. Open is crazy.
What do you have to watch?
So yesterday was on USA all day today, right?
Okay.
It's a perfect. Today, it's on Peacock streaming, and they have three stations, but you can only watch one group on each station.
So they did the first round on USA, and now it's all Peacock?
And then 1 to 7 on NBC.
Hmm.
So, like, come on, man.
You don't have Peacock?
Yeah, I do. But you only can watch certain groups. It doesn't just show all the coverage. So you know how, like, when you watch golf, they go from hole to hole to hole. You watch the carnage all over the place. Right now, I can only watch Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, and Minwoo Lee. That's the group that they're following. So I don't go from hole to hole when they, walk into their ball. Sucks.
Sorry, man. You seem very bothered by it.
Yep.
Strange.
Headlines are brought. Carnage. Why is it strange?
It's like game one on TNT. Game two is going to be on the Ring app.
Headlines.
Right, exactly. Or like when they do this. If they go, first two games of this series is going to be on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
The third game, and probably one of the most important, is going to be on NBA TV. Right?
That would piss me off. NBA TV?
Yeah.
That's rough.
And then it just so happens that your ass don't have NBA TV because of your plan. Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Come on.
But the fourth quarter of game four will be on UPN 33.
Right.
Miss UPN.
Good times.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Florida Panthers lose last night 5-4 in overtime. The
still
Stanley
hurts.
Cup final
still
is
hurts.
It's even at 2 apiece.
Joaquin said dominate, and we ain't dominating.
They were dominating. The hell happened?
You know what? And here's Did you get the feeling in that second period they were playing more defensively and not as aggressive?
I definitely felt like it was – I don't know if it was them playing more passive or if it was just, you know, you probably had – the most desperate the Oilers were. I mean, they pulled Skinner and put Picard in there,
and now you got to just charge. You got to get the feeling of okay, we got to be up 5-0
for sure. I mean, I'll give Picard credit, like that save that he had on Lindell.
Ooh,
man, if he gets that would have probably been the crusher. So like he definitely kept him in it. I know there was that he took a lot of critiques because of his play with the stick after at the end where Rhino was able to get the tie. But, man, I thought he, you know, there was a couple that he had there because you felt like if the Cats would have gotten any other one before the four straight unanswered, like it would have felt like it probably would have shelled up. So he played absolutely perfect to get his team back into it. I'm sure that it's, you know, they said it. It's his series now from here on out. It'll be interesting to see if the Panthers can crack through him. But I think the thing that's just concerning is, like, you know, like you said, man, like this is so uncharacteristic of them having multiple goal leads multiple times in this series and losing both of those games. That's just odd.
It's so when I see moments like this, right, I'm gonna go, you almost have to say, well, you got to give Edmonton some credit, right? Because they're that good. Because they are forcing your team to do something that they've never done. And that is give up two multi-goal leads. So I'm going to give them some credit. However, it almost seems like, unlike any other sport, you cannot suck the time out of the game. Right? You can't use tactics to kind of bleed the game to the end because hockey's too fast.
You got to be, I mean, like, you got to, you certainly can't do it without being physical. And I didn't feel like the Panthers brought that impact. Like, we've seen them 2-1 filthy be able to, like, get a one goal lead.
Yeah, like, I remember. And that's it. It's over.
Yeah. We've seen, yeah, they haven't been able to find that death grip like they normally did. This was you know, mentioned a couple times, like they're able to put the chokehold on the game. That hasn't been there for them.
Do you give credit to Edmonton or do you just say the Panthers are playing poorly? Because you got to give them some credit.
Yeah, I'll give Edmonton some credit for sure, but I mean, you're talking a 3-0 lead after a first period that's never been blown before.
Paul
Maurice era, like that's that. Yeah, it's just not. It's not their identity. Right. So, I still have confidence in them because they've just always shown the ability to turn the page. Because even with the four unanswered, hey, they're still there in overtime. They're able to find the way to even it up. And man, it felt like they had control most of OT. So it's a weird dance you have to play of, yeah, it's tremendous heartbreak. You got to turn the page of it. And I think if anybody's capable of it, it is the Panthers. But there's no doubt about it. Like, look, if this does go the wrong way, you're going to be haunted by this game forever.
Right.
So
exactly. But again, the one thing that the Panthers have done and will always do is move on. So I would say we will be haunted. But I don't know how much they will because it's in their DNA, no matter how bad or good the game goes, to move on to the next game. And that's one of the things that I've said consistently that I love about Paul Maurice is that no matter what happens, even when they won 6-1, he said, these games are a lot closer than you think. And so from that standpoint, he can be consistent with how he approaches each game, so can the Panthers, you know? So, but it almost seemed like here's the message that was given when they were up 3-0. No stupid penalties. Let's not put them on a power play and give them a freebie, right? And so they kind of started playing a little more reserved. And We all know the Panthers. They can't play that way. They got to be in your face. They got to be talking trash. They got to be pushing you around. They like, that's just who they are. That's who they've proven to be. And when you go into a situation talking more about what you're not going to do, it always seems to like that. So I'll give you a perfect example of how this works. If you ever watch golf and you hear a caddy and a golfer talk, they never talk about where not to hit it. They always talk about what you want to do to execute a shot, right? So you hear the television broadcast, they'll say, God, you can't miss it to the right. And a caddy will go, you got plenty of room to the left. Let's approach it from that route, right? He won't put that in just in the atmosphere. And what I would say is even in basketball, when you see teams that have a big lead and then they go on a bad run, it's usually the offensive sets have gotten slow and methodical and the other team's trying to press to come back. And then boom, 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 next thing you know, 12-point run, 12-0 run, 12-2 run. That's kind of how it looked last night. Like, you know, Edmonton was in a situation where it's do or die now. We're balls to the wall. We're doing whatever we can to get back in this. And the Panthers was like, we got a 3-point lead. Man, we're good. Because once it tied, you notice the Panthers picked it up again.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so there was that lull where they were playing a certain way, and that allowed Edmonton to get back into it.
We'll take a break here on the show. You guys can get us on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM. We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Tyler here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go flirting with KD last night?
Oh.
Saw that.
Wow.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. Hey, big head.
little wink. Winked.
Yeah, but we just make the assumptions that if KD's here,
yeah,
that one of the other guys are going to be here also.
They're not going to trade KD. They're not going to trade Tyler or Bam for KD. I could safely assume that.
Right.
You know.
You see what they're talking about? All the teams that need a big. I don't want to give up my big.
I got to be honest with you, Leroy. I think that's what this is all going to come down to. And I don't know how I feel about it because I love Khalil Ware too, but I feel like from my standpoint and looking at the landscape of all of it, I think if the Heat give up...
Everybody wants a big.
I think if the Heat give up Khalil Ware, they have Kevin Durant. If they don't give up Khalil Ware, they're not getting Kevin Durant. So that's what to me, that's what the trade comes down to. Because I feel like because of...
What are your feelings on it, though? Because you're talking about one, maybe 2 years.
Right.
That is if he's healthy.
And you got to give him an extension.
And you got to give him an extension versus Khalil, where you've seen some good and some the glimpses. Development of where he will be in 2 years. Like, I don't know, man. Like, here, let's think of it this way. I'll give you, this is going to be my starting five, okay? If you have to make that trade and get rid of Khalil.
Okay.
I'm going to go Davion.
Okay.
I'm going to go Tyler, Bam, KD, and who am I going to put?
Are you assuming Wiggins gets traded in this trade?
Wiggins.
You're keeping Wiggins, or you think you're – so you're saying like – you're saying the trade would be like Terry, Duncan, and Khalil.
Correct. Now, with that starting five, where are the Heat in the picture of the East?
I think they could be in the middle there. I don't think you're a playing team. I don't think you're a playing right. team. I think you could be a
three. But I would say this, if Jimmy would have played the amount of games he should have played, you wouldn't have been a play-in team either. So how much better are you? You see, that's where I'm trying to establish.
Well, I guess the question is, here's the question, right? In the East, you'll give the respect to Indiana because they've been there back-to-back years, right? So I'll make them the favorite. Cleveland
right.
is obviously going to be very, very good.
Correct.
Boston's probably going to do some version of a step back here because Tatum's not coming back.
Right, correct.
He's out.
And Jaylen Brown just had the surgery he's meniscus, been needing for like a year.
Right.
But he should be okay because they just didn't like meniscus stuff.
And then you have Philly. Are they going to bounce back? I don't believe in them, but, you know.
You got the Knicks.
Got the Knicks.
Who knows what they're going to be with.
Did you guys talk about yesterday how their list got to Billy Donovan? No disrespect to Billy Donovan, right, for all our Gators out there. But when you're getting denied by the Chicago Bulls from their head coach, that's embarrassing.
That would be the equivalent of the Yankees trying to talk to the Marlins for their coach. And the Marlins saying no.
No. No, yeah, sorry, no.
Yesterday, someone in our chat compared the Knicks to the drunk guy at the bar trying to hit on all the married women.
It's like, it's so embarrassing. Yeah, how did you fire this guy?
But here's the deal.
No plan.
Here's the deal. While we sitting here talking about how unbelievable it is consistent with how the Knicks and New York teams do things. So, are you that shocked?
I just think, like, does nobody have a back? Like, okay, when we fire Tom Thibodeau, right, we're the Knicks. We fire.
What's the plan? What's the plan?
We're like, these are the guys we're going to go after. What if they say no? What's our did they really think that here's what must have happened, right? Like, they must have thought, for sure Jason Kidd's going to make a stink and say yes. Because there's no way you get to this point and you start asking, Okay, you asked for three coaches who have all been in the conference or NBA finals over the last couple of years. Cool, we get it. Now you're getting to Billy Donovan? The play-in bowls? Like, that's crazy. And they're saying no!
And here's what the crazy part about this is. You fired a coach and are willing to hire a coach that hasn't made it as far as the coach you fired. Is that's bananas. So, like, it would be the equivalent, and this is if New England fired Bill Belichick and then took Adam Gase from the Dolphins. Right? Like, you don't have – there's not a coach out there that's going to do better than what Tibbs did with New York. But for some reason, New York thinks, if not for Tom Thibodeau, we would have been in the finals.
Right.
Like, it's, and that's where the mistake is right there.
Yeah, it's just such a desperate move. So, I don't know. Heat Colt says, the irony of this is that KD can't be your number one either. Similar situation then with Jimmy.
And to some extent, I agree with that. But here's where it's different. Because KD with another guy at the end of games provides more scoring and more go-to guys at the end of games instead of just relying on one guy to do the damage.
Yeah,
I think when you look at how these games have played out, your dog has been able to be that guy when there's other guys who are also a threat.
And I think also the idea of, like, I think it's going to obviously ease the coverage on Tyler, which is going to be huge.
And then Tyler can play his normal position is off the ball because you got Davion, who's a dog, and is very aggressive towards – he's going to get in the paint. So now you're talking about, okay, I got a guy who's going to get in the paint and put pressure on the bigs in the paint, and now I can kick it out. Yeah. Two, three guys who can shoot threes.
I agree with Evan 11, who says Tyler Hero is going to be a problem in the fourth quarters if KD comes here. Yeah, he's going to it's going to help free him up. It's going to be a big thing.
Exactly.
I think there's always a question about Bam's offense. I think it takes pressure off of Bam. Like, you don't have this need of Bam to go to be a 22-point scorer game. Like, he can go and wreak havoc like he does, and I think it's going to open things up for him too.
Now, I'm going to say this. And after doing the circle of trust with my friends and discussing the issues of this, right?
Yep.
I still don't know that I trade Khalil. Everything sounds great, right? And I'm good with everything that we've talked about, but I'm still going to say, I don't know if I would trade Khalil.
It's a tough ask for sure. It really is, like, it's not that KD's not the obvious upgrade. So, like, I want everybody to be clear here.
Right.
Like,
no,
I'm not here
not
to say
at all.
Your team's not going to be better. And I'm so with everybody with how mundane this team. There's also an element of, like, all right, let's just forget about contention. Just, like, bringing some infusion of life and interest to the Heat.
This team has been blah for 3 years.
They need it. They need it. Because the one thing with Jimmy, as much as I love him, is like the regular season grind of Jimmy Butler. It's not like he's got the most breathtaking basketball to watch in your life. It's crash into you, 15 free throws. It's not the most, it's not Kevin Durant, where it's like the most graceful basketball you've ever seen in your life.
But here's the other thing is that, like, if there's one thing that I can count on, if KD is healthy, he's all about basketball. And you can say what you want about Jimmy.
And tweeting.
You can say what you want about Jimmy. His interest is probably not where it needs to be during the regular season.
It's
not.
It's on making good lattes for JFig.
Oh, yeah. Latte Figueroa.
Take a break. We'll
we got Latto and we got Latte.
Take a break. We'll take a break. We'll get to tickle my fancy next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy. Go over the weekend slate, see what Leroy's interested in. Mike Perry, chief violence officer from Dirty Boxing Championship. He's going to join us in about 20 minutes. I'm on the call with him tomorrow. DBX2 down at the hangar in Coral Gables.
Yeah.
Does he have any stories?
Of what?
Working with you.
I mean, he's only done it once. I don't know. I think it was
matter. You always leave an impression.
I don't think that's fair, man.
That's professional, Tobin, though, remember.
That's right. Way different, dude. Way different.
No, I'm very familiar because when we go to these boxing things,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Utmost professional.
Oh, yeah. And guess what? And everybody knows Tobin. I'm out of my element. Nobody knows who the hell I am.
I got to tell you, though, I got a doozy in the co-main event. It's going to put a test to my pronunciations of fighters.
Oh, what's
Saeed? Oh, really?
Hold on.
Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Saeed Yukup Kakramanov.
What's his first name?
Saeed Yukup Kakramanov. Oh,
that's one word.
I thought Saeed Yukup was fighting the other guy.
That's one guy, dude. Saeed Yukup Kakramanov.
One name, dude.
From Uzbekistan.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that explains it.
He's named after his great-great-grandpappy.
I was like, ooh.
One more time.
It's
you know what? Here's the funny thing. Tell me if this is true.
I don't even know how to spell this.
The hardest names to pronounce are people's names that mean something.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
My grandma
thought
she was cool.
Like, if you think about everybody who has a weird name, they go, it means this. It means, right?
It's the worst. My grandmother, I found out after she had passed, her real name was Diosdada. And it's like, what? And she's like, it means God-given. I'm like, it means a dumb name, if I'm being honest.
Wait, I got one worse for you. So I named my daughter after my grandmother, right?
Yeah, okay.
But here's the kicker. That wasn't my grandmother's name.
Okay.
What?
What? Who'd you name her after then?
So I knew before I gave her a name, it was her middle name.
Ah, okay.
Right? Because my grandfather would always call my grandmother Mildred.
Oh, can't.
And
can't
I thought that was her middle name, and he was being cute. Ah. They go, no, her first name is Mildred. Her middle name's Rebecca. And I remember telling my grandmother, you know that has no chance, right?
Mildred.
I'm not naming my daughter Mildred.
Mildred.
Nothing says I'm 80.
There's no
Nothing
Mildred
says I'm 80 like Mildred.
Yeah, that she was
or
the last
Gertrude.
Mildred. There was somebody on Love Island last night named Iris. I was like, they're still making Irises?
Huh. All right.
I was like, she was the new bombshell. Ooh. And she was a bombshell. Welcome, everybody. Iris. And I was like, welcome. I was like waiting for some old lady to, hello, everybody. Anyway, my pick.
Yeah, so, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Do they give him a nickname to shorten it?
No nickname. I think Saeed, I think, is like what they call him. I don't know. I'm going to go last name for him. I feel like, honestly, I feel less scared of Kakhramonov than I do Saeed Yukup.
So you're going to say Kakhramonov 700 times?
Kakhramonov! Oh! No, he, Alex. He fights that.
If you were doing that on radio, they'd dump you 7 times. You go, no, that's his name.
That's his name.
Ooh, Iris.
Ooh. It's free on YouTube to watch, but if you guys want tickets are still available also. It's a cool. It is a cool place to watch a fight, the Hangar. Really, really fun. Anywho, let's get to the task at hand, which is tickle my fancy. Leroy, day 2 of the U.S. Open. If you can figure out the channel, tickle your fancy.
Well, right now I'm watching on my phone, so obviously it's my fancy is tickled.
My fancy is tickled.
Right. Now, I wish that I didn't have to watch two guys that are plus 11.
Mm.
I could watch the whole field and get a feel of the leaderboard, but evidently that's not in my cards.
What about tonight? On the diamond, Marlins, Nationals. Tickle your fancy. 6:45, first pitch. Edward Cabrera on the hill. Old fishy fish. Go fish.
Got fancy, me. Not tickle.
I even got my Marlins shirt on.
You've had that one for a while, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody, excuse the pun, nobody hoards free shirts quite like Leroy.
It was just a shirt. I could wear it any, you know. I don't want to throw it away because, you don't understand. Dude, I have more Christmas presents and birthday presents in my closet with the tag still on because somebody gave it to me. I don't want to throw it away.
I understand, but, somehow you're always wearing, the same 7 free shirts that we have from promotions.
Blame Big Spoon for that because when she washes them, she puts them on the top. I go in the drawer and grab one.
So you just never search through the rotation? You're always just
It's a shirt.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Tonight!
Wait, when was the last time you went to your short drawer and said, you know what, I wore this Monday?
I won't do that. I mean, out of the favorites.
You got one suit. I'm not listening to you.
That's fair.
It's rough.
That's fair.
I don't even have one. I have a blazer.
You got one suit. It almost got divorced when he sweat in it.
No, I got a new suit from there because we went for my friend's wedding last year, so I went and got a new suit for my buddy's wedding.
Oh, nice.
But that is now my one suit.
Yeah.
Called the Pat Riley.
Thank you, Ara.
You know, can I just tell you?
And you know who takes care of it? Mama Ara. All the time.
Can I give you a secret?
This is Tobin's suit.
Right? Accessorize differently, and it makes the suit look like a different suit.
I know. I got to get a new shirt.
Oh, my God. You're wearing the same shirt, too?
I don't have time. I've been busy.
Dude, there's so many places you could...
Been busy.
What? Oh, my goodness. Dude, can I just
Running around.
You?
I got, you know...
Can I just tell you, nothing says I'm a redneck other than any special occasion you wear the same outfit.
Thank you. Tonight at 8:30, game 4 of the NBA Finals, Leroy. Thunder at Pacers. OKC, a 6.5-point road favorite, seems steep.
I'm taking Indiana. I'm not fighting it anymore. I didn't really have to talk myself into it, because remember I was asking questions before the series started about Indiana. But yeah, man, I think that Indiana plays like they're playing with house money. They're playing like nobody expects us to do this. Let's just go relax and play.
Yep.
And the squeaky cheeks are on the other side, the big favorites, the team that should be dominating, and they're wondering why they're not. And I can't believe Thomas Bryant might win a ring.
I feel good for Thomas Bryant.
I feel good for him.
I feel good for Thomas
Bryant.
But
I'm just saying, like,
he didn't throw a massage gun.
Here's how I look at things. Is it a bigger issue with you that a guy that's not good enough for your team is good enough for a championship contender?
No. Because it's like, I got it. Like, the Heat were moving in a direction where Kalel was playing more finally, and he wanted a role. Like,
I understand.
You know, it's not like he's putting up wilt numbers. Like, he's had a nice role.
First of all, hold on. I'm not going to let you do that.
What?
To make your point, talk down on a player. He's a rookie.
What do you mean?
You're not putting up wilt numbers.
No, I'm not talking down on a rookie. I'm just saying it's not like Thomas Bryant is the end all be all of the Pacers winning
right.
a ring.
No,
like,
I got
he's
you.
A nice role
I got
player
you. I see
them.
What you're saying. He's a role player on a championship team. I just wonder, that guy couldn't help you. You know, I get it. I understand it. At the time, nobody was saying, "Oh my God, we lost Thomas Bryant," me included. But when you see him contributing to this Indiana Pacers team, I always wonder, he couldn't help us?
I don't know. I haven't had that thought, because I kind of knew the direction they were going in. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, this is what we like to call a biggin. Game five of the Stanley Cup Final, Leroy. Tickle your fancy?
Let me just say this. On the way back from golf tomorrow, if I don't do it today, I'm going to get some more Gator Light. I'm going to get some more electrolytes. I got the packets. I got everything. My cooler is filled with straight electrolytes and juice. So I'm going to be ready. Panthers, listen, I can't even talk. I've dehydrated myself so much messing with the Panthers, thanks to you guys telling me the rules of watching a game and how not to ruin the mojo.
Right. Well, I mean, you can go completely different tomorrow if you want to. A game like that, you could, if you want to just do straight couch, that's fine.
Can I? Here's why I have to get in the jacuzzi. Right. I get in the jacuzzi because I know nobody's going to mess with me. If I'm sitting on my couch.
Oh, no meemaw questions.
Updates.
That's fair.
Yeah, like the Panther winning?
Yeah, I had that yesterday too.
I'm like, I don't know. Like, you're not even interested in hockey. So I go in the jacuzzi, I sit out there, periodically a varmint will run by, a dog, but that's okay. I'm focused.
Reset
on the game.
Refocus.
I got to reset. I tried resetting. It didn't work. So, yeah, I'm ready for this game. I've been impressed the last couple of games how well the Panthers have started. Right, because that was the problem before, that they kind of slow rolled it into these games. So I like that part of it. But you can't take your foot off the gas with this team. And I hope that's the lesson that has been learned. Because I would say this, for a majority of this series, the Panthers have played better than Edmonton.
I would agree with that.
From, from 1 through 4 and the goalie and Bob.
I mean,
they have played better.
Yeah,
the results don't show that because of a couple of lapses or lucky bounces or whatever, but that's hockey. But when you take your foot off the gas against this team, they always seem to respond. So how about we don't do that? How about if we have a 3-0 lead, we try to make it a 6-0 lead?
That is Tickle My Fancy. Well done, Leroy. By the way, Big Three in the most anticipated season yet will take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. Season kicks off this weekend with the Miami 305 taking on Dwight Howard's LA Riot, which...
It's in Chicago, right?
It's in Chicago, yeah.
Okay.
You going to disparage Mike Beasley anymore, you rat bastard?
To you, you sneaky snake.
What do you mean?
You sneaky snake.
What do you mean?
I disparaged your name yesterday on
air. Why?
For what you try to do to me.
What do you mean?
Corner me into a trap, will you, Tobin?
What did I try and do?
With your cute little, oh, we got a special guest tomorrow. I'm expecting to see Victor E-Rat. Come to find out, you almost set me up for the worst possible scenario.
Hey. Can I just tell you, he's supposed to be 69?
Mike Cooper?
Yeah.
Is that how old he is? 69?
I think so.
Wow.
Really?
Because he don't act like it and he don't look it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I told them yesterday.
He's 69, wow.
Had I came into the studio.
There's nothing about him that says he's 69 years old.
A lot of energy. So what do you mean, though, dude? I didn't. What are you referring to?
Had you put me in a position in which Bees and Coop were in the studio, I want you and I want everyone to know that I would have looked them dead in their face. And lied about every take I've ever had.
You would be like, oh, super cool Beasley.
Bees, you know, Miami loves you, Bees. You know, I just think you were ahead of your time, Bees. What can I say?
I think Carmelo's trying to get in the game to go against Michael Beasley one-on-one.
Oh, man. Hey,
really?
Look, beat the Bees.
He got no chance. He can't even bend at the knees.
Ooh, then I pitched my beat the Bees idea to him.
There you go.
There you go.
We'll see. We'll try. We'll endeavor to get Michael Beasley. I don't know if it'll be in studio, but we'll try.
Maybe up that day. whatever day it is.
Take a break. Mike Perry scheduled to join us coming on up. We'll have some fun with him and continue talking some Panthers, Miami Heat trades, and what the hell is going on with Mike McDaniel, man. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.